time for us to do what we do again. I felt some vibrations. I think the Watsons are taking decorations out of the attic. Yeah, ornaments on the tree should be going up soon.
No, no, Angela, Ben.
Who is that?
No, over here, somebody, help me out.
Oh, it's Frosty. We better go help him.
Come on. 1, 2, 3, flip.
There you go.
Thanks. I hate to get stored in my bag.
Well, you're standing out and looking ready to adorn another Christmas tree at the Watsons.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's almost time to.
You mean they were about to put the ornaments on the tree?
Sounds like it.
I think our box could be next.
Great, so I don't know what.
Your nose is a little crooked.
Can you
check it out? Sure. can anybody see my wings?
Yeah, I think it's usable, fluffing.
You mind?
Not at all. What about me? All I want to say is that
I'm fine with the AFA.
Great.
Wow, it must be great to be an angel. Or a star. It should be hard.
Yes, it is.
Aloha.
Who said that?
I did, over here. Aloha means hello, and actually goodbye, too.
Hey there.
How's it going?
Great.
I think you're in the wrong box.
Yeah, this is the box for a Christmas ornament.
No, I'm in the right box, I think. The Watsons got me last summer in their trip to Hawaii.
Oh, I see.
You play a tune?
A tune?
Yeah, like a Christmas carol or something.
Oh, no. Should I?
Well...
What's the matter?
Nothing except...
Except what?
We were, well, just a minute. What exactly do you have to do with Christmas?
Oh, where I come from, we have Christmas. Beautiful Christmas, in fact. Sunshine, palm trees, the ocean.
The ocean.
Yes. Let me teach you a little something about Christmas in the islands of Hawaii. This is how we wish you a Merry Christmas. Audnella. A star is called Hoku. Well, I don't know. In Hawaii, there's no snow. This is how we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Christmas is all about us.
Yeah?
Let me explain. Angela here is an angel.
Now we all know that there were tons of angels at the first Christmas. The one in Bethlehem. Which leads us to...
Me, I'm Beth. That's certainly star of Bethlehem. I'm sure you'll agree that I'm not only part of the history of the first Christmas. But I'm quite shiny.
You should please go on my ears.
Oh, thank you, Foxman. Oh, this is Foxy. The snowman.
No, I've heard a lot about you all. And Frosty, I love your song. So?
So?
Do you have a name?
Oh, not really. In Hawaii, ornaments are called waihi.
Really?
Too hard to say.
Yeah, it doesn't sound merry at all.
Well then, you can call me, Souvenir.
Souvenir? Oh yeah, that's very Christmassy.
Yeah, I've heard lots of Christmas carols with the word souvenir.
A little town of souvenirs, how silly Phoebe lies.
God bless you, Mary Souvenir.
Hey, I'm standing right here. Ornaments have feelings too, you know.
See, that's just it. You're not even an ornament.
I am too. I've got a wire loop down my back and everything.
But you're not a true Christmas ornament.
You're not even winter.
No. Is this one the wrong one?
Hey, maybe if you put on a toboggan.
Maybe I can lend you a scarf.
Wait a minute. I don't need a toboggan or a scarf to have a place on the tree. I mean, the Watsons want to put me on display at Christmas.
You know that for a fact.
Absolutely. I remind them of something happy and exciting in their lives.
Oh, yeah.
I remind them of a happy celebration.
What kind of celebration?
The Watsons' 20th anniversary.
Really? I didn't know they'd been married for 20 years.
Yeah, maybe you ought to get to know the... Yeah, they celebrated their anniversary with a real nice trip to Hawaii. Yeah, well, maybe you ought to get to know the Watsons a little bit better than just hanging around their tree once a year trying to look Christmassy.
Well,
yeah, I guess.
Here's that.
Since I've been here, I found out a lot about the Watsons. Some of the ornaments were made by the Watsons' kids when they were young. Did you know that?
Yeah, we knew, but they usually go to the back of the Christmas tree.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I guess I shouldn't be spreading gossip, but some of those ornaments haven't made it out of the box in years.
That's sad.
The Watson kids are almost grown. They won't notice.
That's horrible.
Just probably give you a girl. Some make it, some don't. I've even heard that a few ornaments get accidentally thrown out of the tree most years.
Yeah, the ones from the back.
Oops.
That's horrible.
It happens. Could happen to you, you know.
Oh, I see.
I'm gonna keep it real here.
You mean I could get left in the box or
thrown out with the trash?
Oh no.
Frosty, you're looking a little thin on one side. Let's go try to find some extra stuffing in the box.
Yeah, we'll fix you right up.
Oh really?
Okay, I'll be right over here. What a way to start my first Christmas. So different. It's not what I expected. All alone at Christmas.
Hey, kid, don't let him get you down.
What? Who are you?
The name's Tex. I'm part of the Not-So-Merry Christmas Ornament Collection.
You mean there are others like me?
Are you kidding? There's lots of us, and some of us come from far-off places.
I do. I come from Hawaii.
There you go. The Watsons got me at a dude ranch they visited with their kids.
Cool.
Hey, want to meet the rest of the souvenirs?
Sure.
Hey, guys, come on out and meet the new girl. Here's Slugger. He came all the way from Philadelphia. And here's Miss America from New York City. And here's the Mouse from Florida. And here's the two amigos from Mexico.
Hola, señorita.
And here's the Olympic gymnast. It's me, Frosty. Tex, you remember?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Tex says that we're just as important as you.
He does, huh?
Yeah, well, he does have a right to be wrong.
Hey, now, hold on there, buckaroos. We don't take kindly to your mouth and mouth like that, especially right here in front of New Hula Girl.
So you really think you're better than us?
As good as.
Hey, wait a minute, guys. I didn't mean to start an argument.
Hey, cowpoke dude, step across this pond.
Who, me?
You heard the snowman.
Yeah, why don't all of you step across this line?
It doesn't matter. You're better than us.
You do not belong.
Sorry.
Yeah, we didn't know.
Did you say baby?
Yes, he's a newborn and he needs his sleep.
A newborn?
Yes, we're trying to stay warm in that stable over there. And a manger, well, it's no crib for a bed, as you all know.
A stable? A manger?
Your name wouldn't happen to Joseph, would it?
Yes, it would.
Angela, Beth, you know this guy?
Yeah, we've heard of this guy.
Yeah, he's around the first Christmas in Bethlehem, just like us.
Wait, are you a souvenir or a real ornament?
Hey, now, hold on there, Missy.
Yeah, let's not start that again.
Well, I'm not really an ornament at all. I'll sit up on the mantle this year with my family in a special place.
Your family?
Yes, Mary, my wife, gave birth to a son. It's God's son.
Cool.
Cool.
That's great.
God's son, huh? Sounds interesting.
Can you tell us about this baby?
Can you tell us the whole story?
The only parts we know are about the stars.
And angels.
I'd be right beholden to you if you'd tell us.
Okay. Well, it all started many years ago. The prophet children got their food stamps to
awesome.
So, is that why we're all here?
What do you mean by that, Frosty?
Jesus' birth is the reason that we even have Christmas.
That's right. It's really a birthday party for Jesus.
But I still don't get it. Why such a big deal for a baby, even if it was God's son?
Well, Jesus doesn't stay a baby forever, and we don't stay in a barn forever. Later, Jesus changes the whole world.
Really?
Abby.
Can you tell us about that story too, Joseph?
Sure. We just can't talk about how he came and talking about why he came.
Is it like getting a new wire hanger or a paint touch-up?
No, it's nothing like they did on the outside. They first believed that Jesus did die for them, and then they had thought to make them brand new inside.
Cool.
Wow. Did this new faith change everything about the Watsons?
Pretty much, yes.
Like their marriage?
Especially their marriage, though.
Is that why they came to... Is that why they went to Hawaii to celebrate their anniversary?
Well, that's part of it. They each welcomed their new wives and celebrated their vows on the island.
That's like the second wedding.
That's so romantic.
Cool. Awesome.
Great.
I hate to ask, but did this new faith change everything about the Watsons? Will we not be needed anymore?
Yes, what about us old guys? Will we have a place in the Watsons' new house?
Of course, Rossi. In fact, we might all get on the tree this year. But
what?
But Jesus will have first place.
Of course.
And it
should be.
Our stable, our manger, the whole nativity scene will remind us that Jesus was born in Bethlehem to save the world from the sins.
Cool. Mr. Joseph, do you think we could see the baby? I mean, if Mary says it's okay.
Well, I'll go back and ask. Why didn't you guys see you? I'll be right back.
Well, Frosty?
Yeah, little girl?
Looks like we're kind of on equal ground now, huh?
Yeah. We're all special in the new house if you want to.
I reckon that's true. Put her there, Frosty.
Thank you.
What a great job. Many thanks to all those, the parents, as I'd mentioned earlier, parents, Molly, Jamie working with the music, helping out here and there and everywhere that he was asked. I don't know, Molly, are there some other people you'd like to thank or just to say?